you relinquish, we move right in, Durward.
You're ready with the song, I presume?
I presume I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
You're ready.
Ah, gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I've got you. Then I see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get so lonesome, get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? Candy, when I've got you, then I see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get so lonesome, get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? Can't make it without you. When you're gone, what can I do? Say, Rosie, you open for a request?
Sure, what do you want?
Any old thing you care to sing.
Okay, I hope this pleases you.
Anyone with the right approach could have won you without a coach. It just happened to happen to me. Each young girl with a grain of sense could have tumbled down your defense. It just happened to happen to me. You passed by my doorstep, I fell in with your step and stayed there just one step behind. You turned into my arms, I gave way to your charms and said to myself, the harm's done. All those girls with their hopeful eyes better look for another prize, 'cause it just happened to happen to me. It happened that you fell in love with me. And stayed there just one step behind. You turned into my arms, I gave way to your charms and said to myself, the harm's done. All those girls with their hopeful eyes better look for another prize, 'cause it just happened to happen to me.
Hey, Ken, I'd like your valued opinion on a mentalist act Rosie and I are getting up here.
Okay, shall I blindfold the lady?
Just be careful with the coiffure, Ken.
All right. There, that does it. Proceed, Brother Bing.
Well, I want you to concentrate, madame.
Oh, no.
The object I'm holding has gone many a weary mile, but a craftsman has made it look like new.
Yes, Brother Bing, yes.
His modern equipment and years of know-how perform this feat daily.
A picture is beginning to appear. I see a shoe repairer. Yes, that's it. You're holding a shoe that's just been given a new lease on life.
And what's the name of the product he's using?
Oh, you don't have to be a mind reader for that, Bing. He's using famous cat's paw products that have meant happy walking to millions for more than 57 years. Quality products like cat's paw twin grip soft resilient heels and soles that give added miles of wear. And lighter than leather, lighter than rubber, microlite soles by cat's paw. The best underfoot.
What about our act, Ken?
Well, my advice is, cobbler, stick to your last. You just keep singing, Bing. And folks, my advice to you is, visit your shoe repairer who displays the famous cat's paw cat. Ask for famous cat's paw products by name. And be sure to look for cat's paw heels and soles on new shoes, too.
Time to push a little parley now. You agreeable, Rosie?
Sure, Bing. Got a pretty tune picked out?
Oh, indeed I have. I got the Daily Canela here. Got a cozy one ready. Rosie, it's called Would You Like to Take a Walk? It's written by Mort Dixon, Billy Rose, and Harry Warren.
Something good will come from that.
Yeah, that's what these fellas claim here in the song.
Like to take a walk.
Do you think it's gonna rain?
How about a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that.
Have you heard the latest song?
A little high, isn't it?
A little bit.
But it's a very pretty strain.
You feel a little thrilly. Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that.
Why, when you're strolling through the where's this, you need a who's this to lean upon.
But when you have no who's this to hug and what's this, gosh darn.
Would you like to take a walk?
Do you think it's gonna rain?
Get a little black upstairs. Would you like to take a ride, dear?
Sitting by your side, dear.
Something good'll come from that. Say, neighbors, how are you feeling today? Hope you're fine. But you know, lots of folks this time of year suffer from cold, so if you're feeling down in the dumps from those miseries and you want really fast relief, listen.
Here's Giselle McKenzie, one of America's most popular TV and movie stars.
If a nasty cold bothers you, think what it does to me. I don't feel like singing with my nose stopped up, head feeling like a balloon from sinus congestion. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine, new improved four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus passages while it relieves cold distress.
Clinical tests prove Four-Way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, Four-Way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, there was no trace with other brands. Only Four-Way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And Four-Way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing.
Four-Way's marvelous. Makes me feel fine in no time.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new Four-Way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package, only 39 cents.
If I could be with you, with Buddy Cole. Buddy Cole at the piano, Nick Vitul at the drums, and Don Whitaker at the bass, and we have handsome Vince Terry at the guitar. They're all grand lads, these boys. Some of them a little overweight. They play well together, quite well, too. Don't you think?
One a mellow in a coconut hat. One was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. The cock-eyed mayor of County Kirkcaldy. He was just a lazy, molly-heeny-holly boy. But all the girls were crazy just to share his fishing pie. He wore a lay and he wore a smile, drank a gallon of oak to make life worthwhile. Then it made him laugh, made him cry. He was the cock-eyed mayor of County Kirkcaldy. The horse he rode was skinny, broke a down old female. So he placed a green panini right under that horse's tail. Oh, he made her buck and he made her fly all over the island of Molokai. You could hear the canis and wahinis cheer. They gave him a lay of Kikinir. Now you've heard my story about the mayor of Kanakakai. All his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. Oh, he wore a mallow and a coconut hat. For one was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. The cock-eyed mayor of Kanakakai. Shouted as he went by. He was the cock-eyed mayor, the swinging mayor of Kanakakai.
Any green thumb ladies in our audience today? Gee, I hope so, because I have a special message for ladies with green thumbs.
You have a word for the garden girls,
yes,
haven't
you? Sir, a happy word to the humus and peat moss crowd. To the crusaders against the crabgrass.
What's your word for the ladies?
Just one word, ladies. Patience. Patience.
Thank you, Bing. What's next on the docket?
Wait, there's more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Patience, girl. Wait until I reach a point. Don't cut in like that. I may be billing up to something electric.
Good luck to you.
No, I don't think I'll make. Now, ladies, I know many of you have worked hard in your gardens this spring. You know, back in the spring, you planted seeds, and you're getting beautiful results now. Fulfillment. It gives you great satisfaction to be working hand in hand with nature. However, just in case you didn't have good luck with some of the seeds you planted, I want you all to take hope and don't give up.
What do you mean, take hope? If seeds were planted way back in the spring and nothing's happened yet, nothing's going to happen, is it?
Well, maybe not this year, Rosie, but be patient. Patience. Maybe they'll come up next year or maybe the year after that.
Come on, Bing. What are you talking about?
I'm just trying to say, Ken, the point that I'm belaboring here is that in gardening, you've got to be patient.
Yeah, I heard you.
Nature's funny. It's peculiar. It's odd. It has its quirks. Man must just put up with some long delays now and then. You have to do it.
Long delays. Mm-hmm. Would you give us a specific example?
Coming to one of the same. Note this. A Japanese botanist has succeeded in growing lotus plants from seeds which have been in the ground over 100 years.
Those seeds have been just lying down there doing nothing for 100 years?
They've been just a lying there, Rosie, just a minding their own business.
And that's why you say the ladies should be patient, huh?
Yes, patience. Let sleeping seeds lie. Give them time.
Well, yeah, but very few people, Bing, can wait 100 years for seeds to come up.
Oh, I don't say wait 100 years. But I mean, there's a great lesson there, don't you think? Let nature do as it will. Wait. Don't try to push it. Time.
In other words, don't rush the rhododendrons, huh?
And don't despair the delphiniums.
They'll come along. Don't prod the peonies now, huh? Don't get in the stew over the snapdragons if they didn't come up this year. Patience. They'll snap into it later this time.
Oh, come along.
Persevere, ladies.
And if you planted lotus seeds and nothing happened, don't fret over them. Your great-great-great-grandchildren will live to smell them.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, lovely.
Exactly the point, and I'm glad you've come to my way of thinking. Patience, remember this Japanese gentleman and the seeds that have been in the ground for 100 years. They finally decided to grow up into beautiful lotus plants, and the same thing could happen in your little garden.
It could happen in your garden.
Uh-huh.
That almost could be a thought for the title of a song, couldn't it?
I wonder, is anyone impatient for some music?
I am.
Well, good.
Sleigh bells ring, I listen in the lane. Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
Au revoir. Listen again now, won't you?
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.